Welcome to Gospel Truth with Andrew Womack, a teaching ministry emphasizing God's unconditional love and grace. This special live teaching titled, How to Stay Positive in a Negative World, was recorded at our 2010 Phoenix Gospel Truth Seminar. And now, here's Andrew.
And when we get born again, let's go back to 2 Corinthians chapter 4. When we get born again, now God has given us back this sixth sense. You can see by faith. You can know things in your heart that you can't know in your head. You can hear the voice of God with your heart that you can't hear with your head. You can understand things with your heart that you can't understand with your head. I've got a complete, absolute, total peace. Honestly, I have not had one anxious thought about having to raise $40 million. That defies logic. There was times back when $100 used to... There was a time where we were in such bad shape that I was asleep and I was having nightmares, and I'm a vivid dreamer. And apparently I was talking in my sleep, and I had this dream that it was so bad I just quit. And I went and joined the Air Force. And I was going to pay back all of my debts by joining the Air Force. And I mean, I'm a vivid dreamer. I dream in color. It's hard for me to tell if I'm dreaming or if I'm awake. And anyway, I woke up in the morning and I realized, oh, it was a dream. And I was laying in bed saying, thank you, Jesus, that I didn't have to go join the Air Force. And Jamie leaned over and she says, you know, things aren't so bad that you had to go join the Air Force. And boy, for just a second, I mean, my heart just, oh, God, it was real. I really did. And then she started laughing. I'd been talking in my sleep and she had heard me. But there was a time that I used to worry over $100 or over $1,000. Now $35 million, no big deal. Because I've learned how to walk by faith. I've learned how to see things differently, and I can see it. I can see it. And this is what Paul is talking about. He goes on in the fifth chapter. I'm not going to take time to read it all, but he's expressing and giving you an example of how he sees by faith. He says, because if this physical body was to be dissolved, we have another body for us. Where's your proof of that? You can't prove that we're going to get a glorified body. It's something that we believe, but you can't prove it in a test tube. Paul was talking about faith. He saw with his heart that we were going to have a glorified body. He said over in 1 Corinthians chapter 15 that, man, if Christ rose from the dead, how do some people say that we aren't going to rise from the dead? If we don't rise from the dead, then Jesus isn't raised from the dead. Our faith is in vain. And he wrote the whole 15th chapter of 1 Corinthians to show that we are going to have a physical resurrection. We will have a glorified body. He believed it. And so this is what he's talking about. And he says, if this house is dissolved, we got another house. We got another body. And he goes on to say in 2 Corinthians chapter 5, in verse 5, he says, now he that wrought us for the selfsame thing is God, who hath also given unto us the earnest of the Spirit. Therefore, we are always confident, knowing that whilst we are at home in this body, we are absent from the Lord. As long as you are carnal and limited to this body and only operating in the physical realm, you are separated from the Lord. It doesn't have to be that way, because you aren't only a physical body. You've got a born-again spirit that can operate in things beyond the natural. You can see and hear things that you can't see and hear. You can live that way. And then he says in the next verse, for we walk by faith and not by sight. That's the normal Christian life. Brothers and sisters, most Christians don't walk by faith. They do walk by sight. Most Christians are more moved by what they see, taste, hear, smell, and feel than they are what the Word says. And that is the problem. Because all of God's power is in the spirit part of us. You have to believe, and faith is like a bridge that allows what's true in the spirit realm to come over into this physical realm. I believe that God wants us to physically be well and to have prosperity and feel these things in the physical realm, but it all starts in the spirit, and faith is the way that that comes from the spirit into the physical realm. And if you can't believe for something that you can't see, taste, hear, smell, or feel, then you are shutting off the flow of God through you into the physical realm. You've got to get to where you see things that you can't see, that you hear things that you can't hear. For we are confident, I say, and willing rather to be absent from the body and to be present with the Lord. Paul was so convinced of this that he was living in the Spirit. He says, it's not me living, it's Christ living in me. Galatians chapter 2, verse 20. Paul was living more in the Spirit than he was in the physical. He was in the physical, but it was the Spirit that was controlling him and dominating him so much so that he says, man, I'd rather go to be with the Lord. Heaven was more real to him than the physical world. When you get like that, not much will bother you. When you get to where the Spirit, you know, they can't touch your spirit. They could whip you, they could beat you, they could put you in prison, but your spirit can't be touched. You can be in relationship with God. You can be in a hard time. You can be going through problems, and your spirit is just rejoicing and praising God. When you get to where you walk by the Spirit and not in the flesh, man, you just become immune to all of the negativeness of this world, all of the fear of this world. But the problem is we have been dominated and limited to the flesh. You don't have to be that way. You shouldn't be that way. It takes time to develop. And many people haven't operated in the Spirit because they haven't even got a goal of it. They don't even know that it's possible. They look around and think that just being human is the way that you have to live. You aren't only human. You are born again. There is a part of you that is supernatural and it's identical to Jesus. You aren't growing to be like Jesus. In your flesh, it's becoming more like Jesus as you renew your mind. But your spirit, the moment you get born again, is identical to Jesus. It has His mind, 1 Corinthians 2:16, Colossians 3:10, 1 John chapter 2, verse 20. Many scriptures, you have the mind of Christ. You know all things. That's not true with your little peanut brain. But in your spirit, you know everything. And this is the reason it's so important to receive the baptism of the Holy Spirit, because the Holy Spirit does many things. One of them is He'll give you the ability to speak in tongues. And the Scripture says in 1 Corinthians 14:14 that when I pray in tongues, my spirit prays. What is that spirit praying? According to 1 Corinthians 14:2, the hidden wisdom of God. You are speaking the wisdom of God out of your mouth. And then 1 Corinthians 14:13 says if you pray in tongues, pray that you interpret. So when you come up against something that you don't know what to do, all you got to do is start praying in tongues. And your spirit is praying the hidden wisdom of God. You've got a scripture that says interpret it. And you know what? You can get this mind of Christ that is in your spirit interpreted and out here into the physical realm, where all of a sudden you have creative ideas and you understand things. And God gives you wisdom and you're able to do things that you couldn't do otherwise. I could give you 10 million examples of this. You know, this whole thing that we talked about this week, I mean tonight, about this property and the Lord giving us this, we were moving towards, we had to do something. And I just, as I prayed, I was listening with my heart. God began to show me, and it became obvious to me that we had to do something now. If we were going to build, it was going to take 2 or 3 years. And I sat down and started meditating. And so I got some guys together. We started discussing it. And God supernaturally led us. We went and did some things. And I mean, we have bought a piece of property. It's probably worth at least $10 million, maybe $15 million for 4 million. What a great idea. What a great deal. You know, my mother just died this year, June the 1st, 96 years old. And I was talking to her right before she died, and she was asking me to tell her once again about all the things God was doing around the world through the ministry, and she just loved it. She was so excited. And I was telling her about all of these things, and she looked at me and stuck her little bony finger right in my face, and she said, Andy, you know you aren't smart enough to do that. And I said, yes, Mother, I know I am not smart enough to do that. I'm telling you, this wasn't my great genius that made us get something for 1/4 of what it's worth. You know what it was? I was just praying and seeking God, and the Holy Spirit starts speaking to you, and God starts inspiring you, and so you just begin to take steps here and there, and God makes you look good, and God makes things work out if you will start listening. You have an ability to know things with your heart that you can't know with your head. This is a time that everybody's saying, hold back. We have access to a number of churches and ministries that when this recession hit, before they had any decrease in their income, they decreased their expenses 20%, 25%, anticipating problems when they didn't even have a problem. That's the wisdom of the world. We have increased. We've increased over 20% during a recession. We went out and bought the biggest purchase of our life. I'm starting into the biggest expense I've ever had in my life. It's counterintuitive, but it fits well with the heart, and you hide and watch. Some of you may not agree with what I'm saying, but you hide and watch. Within the next 3 or 4 years, I'll have $35 million, and I'll do this thing debt-free, and it'll be done. And you may say, well... You may say, well, it'll never happen. Well, that's because you don't believe. It'll happen. And when it happens, you'll have to say, man, I remember when he started talking about this. That was an absolute miracle. And you know how all this happens? Because you can see things with your heart that you can't see with your head. If all you're doing is saying, oh, God, heal me, and then you go to the mirror to see, is the tumor gone? You feel to see, is the pain gone? And you're always looking in the physical to find out, is God real? Did God move? You're carnal. And the carnal mind is enmity against God. Romans chapter 8, around verse 5, 6, or 7, somewhere in there. It says the carnal mind is enmity against God. It is not subject to the law of God, neither indeed can be. If you are just going to go by your five senses, you are never going to experience God's power. You've got to get to where you start seeing by faith.
That's all the time we have for today, but be sure and tune in again as Andrew continues to teach through his brand new series titled, How to Stay Positive in a Negative World. This five-part series was recorded at our 2010 Phoenix Gospel Truth Seminar. It's available on CD or DVD for a gift of any amount. Ask for series R1065C for CD or R3209D when you make a donation to Andrew Womack Ministries. The fifth CD in this album is also available for a donation of any amount. However, for those who are not able to give, Andrew and his partners will provide this single teaching free of charge. All you need to do is request RHT27 when you write or call, and we'll be pleased to send it to you. Our address is P.O. Box 3333, Colorado Springs 80934. Or you can use the speed and convenience of credit card to make a donation by telephone. Call 719-635-1111. Again, that's 719-635-1111, or go to our website at any hour. You can use credit card to order any of our ministry materials online 24 hours a day at www.awmi.net. Remember, your donations to this ministry keep Gospel Truth on this station Monday through Friday. We hope to hear from you today.
I'd like to invite you to consider coming to one of our Charis Bible Colleges. You know, this is the most in-depth way that I have of touching a person's life is through sitting under the Word 4 hours a day, 5 days a week, for either 2 or 3 years. It just changes your life. And we have Bible colleges not only in Colorado Springs at our home office, but we have a total of 15 different Bible colleges scattered all around the world. I think that there's 7 in the United States. And you can get more information on that by calling us at 719-635-1111 and just request information about one of our Charis Bible Colleges.